France. 20,000 rally against Paris's killer gendarmes. Young people and workers have protested across the world. In France, an inquiry verdict on the 29th of May cleared three gendarmes, military police, of killing 24-year-old black man Adama Traoré. Gauche Révolutionnaire, the Socialist Party's sister party in France, reports on the situation. 20,000 people rallied in Paris on the 2nd of June to demand #JusticeProuradame, to fight against racism, and in solidarity with a movement in the United States. The lockdown has made us witness to appalling situations. It's in the areas which are already the poorest and most vulnerable where the repression, restrictions, and €135 fines have been harshest. Encouraged by the authoritarianism of President Emmanuel Macron and his Interior Minister Christophe Castaner, the police had ramped up their abuse and racist actions against the youth and wider population. We learned with fury on the 29th of May that the pseudo-medical experts had dared to deny that Adama Traoré was killed by the chest-kneeling which asphyxiated him in July 2016. Following the mobilization, the government has had to formally ban the strangling technique and claim it has always had a zero-tolerance policy on racism. Prime Minister Édouard Philippe has also had to suspend some police officers after Facebook groups of 8,000 and 9,000 cops were found to include hyper-racist discussions. As the Socialist went to press on the 9th of June, a second rally in homage to George Floyd and against police racism was due to take place. La lutte continue, the struggle goes on.